You're tuned to 87.9 FM, Pirate Cat Radio. This is Monkey Man.
It's not every day radio DJs mask their identity for a TV interview.
Right now. I am completely and utterly self-absorbed right now, and you will know this.
But then, Pirate Cat Radio isn't what you'd call your typical radio station.
Some people would say that we are a legal radio station. Other people would say, no, they're illegal and they need to get off the air. But that all depends how you look at it.
The way the FCC might view it, the unlicensed radio station broadcasting from a Mission District theater is flat out illegal. But to station founder who'd prefer the FCC only know him as Monkey Man, illegal is just a word.
One of the things that Pirate Cat Radio is here for is not only to let people come in and play music they want on the air, but also to say what they want on the air.
And as NBC 11 first reported Thursday, Pirate Cat is doing exactly what it wants. 2 weeks ago, it began illegally broadcasting Howard Stern's morning satellite radio show, unedited and raw, on FM frequency 87.9 in San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Show me through spanking in his school graph. Show me.
Since our story ran Thursday, Pirate Cat's free Stern broadcasts have gotten national attention. Today, Stern's satellite news channel ran its own story on Pirate Cat.
The Renegades have weighed anchor in the city by the bay, and Howard 100 news reporter Steve Langford weighs in on this latest case of thievery.
Monkey Man doesn't apologize for his radio rebellion, although he says he will stop the illegal broadcasts if Stern personally asked him to stop. As to whether he's concerned about the FCC suddenly taking notice?
I'm really not concerned about them at all. They can come and talk, and if they'd like to, I'll fix a pot of coffee and have my wife make them some cookies.
Cheryl Hurd, NBC 11 News.